tell you what, other than Carter McElhaney of Greenbrier really had a little tough time getting anything going offensively.
Yeah, they did. I mean, he was kind of a one-man show. You know, a couple bright spots there from Richardson, their quarterback. Yeah. But, you know, it was pretty much a one-man show all night on Greenbrier's side.
So, for Mountain Home, Cade Yates completed 7 of passes on 11 attempts for 136 yards and a touchdown. Brady Barnett had 4 of those catches for 101 yards and a score. He also ran it in 2 times after carrying the ball 10 times for 69 yards. Also, Yates, in addition to his passing, he also had 6 carries for 80 yards and a touchdown. Jacob Chenoweth, 136 yards on 20 carries, very impressive, 3 touchdowns, and then also 2 catches for 35 yards as well. For Greenbrier, Richardson ended up 7 of 13 passing for 35 yards, and McElhaney, 11 carries for 130 yards and 2 touchdowns. That is impressive, over 10 yards a carry.
Yeah, it is.
So with the victory, Mount Tom is going to improve to 3-7 on the season and 3-5 in the 6A West, and that is going to knock Van Buren out of the postseason. Greenbrier is going to wrap up their year with a record of 2-8 overall, 1-7 in the 6A West. So again, looks like Mount Tom is either going to be playing Benton or Marion next week. Have not seen there is a Benton score. Second quarter, the Panthers are up on Sheridan 16-0. And at halftime, Marion is losing to Little Rock Catholic 35-14. So if those scores hold up, it looks like Mount Tom will be going to Marion next week.
Wow. I think we probably will. I don't know. Both teams will be tough, but I think Marion may be where we want to end up.
Yeah.
I think we might have our best shot over there. We'll see.
That's true. I'll tell you what, for Marion, you knew that was going to be a tough matchup. Catholic, they've become better than everybody thought they would be.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They've definitely exceeded some expectations this year, and I think it's going to be a really good playoff this year. I mean, we've got some great teams, and I really think Mountain Home has an opportunity to possibly win a playoff game. I don't think it's out of reach at all. The way that this team is playing right now, Matt, I mean, it's just a totally different team the last 3 games compared to what we saw at the first. I know people will say that the competition is not as tough for the last 3 games, that these are the games that we should win, but I still think that Mountain Home's finally just firing on all cylinders and finally clicking, and I'm excited to see what they come out and they do next week in the playoffs.
Absolutely. Well, Tobias, I tell you what, I know you were probably used to having Brad up here in the booth, but I do want to thank you for making fill-in broadcasts a lot more fun for me.
Well, Matt, you've done a great job, man. It's been a pleasure and always fun to be up here and really enjoy it. And like I tell people all the time, I'm blessed because this is the best place in the house to watch a football game.
It sure is. So thank you very much, Tobias. I'll tell you what, we're going to take another break. We wanted to see some of the other scores that are going on around the state and see if we also get some in the area too. As, again, Mountain Home defeats Greenbrier tonight 56-21. You're listening to the Knox Orthopedics Postgame Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Mountain Home High School's East members keep their fellow students up to date while learning real-world skills through the Bomber News Network. Audrey Yunt, member of East, tells about BNN.
It was started 3 years ago. We do news for the high school. We have anchors and pre-record, and so if you're into editing or any of that stuff, that's a fun thing to do. You know, we write the scripts and we just keep people up to date. That's our job.
KTLO Classic Hits in the Boot is proud of all our Bombers.
Hi, this is Becky with River City Flooring. I hope everyone is enjoying the changing of the seasons in the beautiful Ozarks. You might know that River City Flooring does all types of flooring from LVP to tile, engineered hardwoods to real hardwood flooring, custom showers, and countertops. But did you know we also restore your old wood? We will strip off the old finish, prep, and do a custom stain with top quality finish coats. River City Flooring, where quality matters and our number one priority is you.
Farmers and Merchants Bank is adding more convenient banking across Arkansas. An exciting new MVP Center will soon be up and running in Mountain Home at the East Branch on Highway 62. The MVP Center is interactive teller machines with real tellers on screen to make nearly all your bank transactions faster and easier. Plus, the hours are more convenient, 7 to 7 Monday through Friday and 9 till noon on Saturdays. Always finding a better way at Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
And a brighter day up ahead.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
There is no one that knows the Twin Lakes area better than a local realtor. Local realtors know all the best neighborhoods. A local realtor can find the best properties that fit into your local search criteria and when it comes to real estate. Baxter Real Estate Company is the name all locals know. As part of the Twin Lakes community, Baxter Real Estate Company has local realtors who not only love this area, but truly know it too. When you need a real estate company, you need Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
And we welcome you back one more time tonight to the Knox Orthopedics postgame show following Mountain Home's 56-21 victory over over Greenbrier tonight. Again, that does put Mountain Home in the playoffs. Now, where they're going to be playing is still not certain, although it's looking a little more certain right now, especially if these scores hold up. Right now, Benton is up on Sheridan at 16-0 in the second quarter. And at halftime, Marion is losing to Little Rock Catholic, who is, by the way, ranked sixth in the state overall and second in Class 6A. The Patriots losing to the Rockets 35-14. So if those two scores hold up, Benton will finish in second place in the 6A East, and Marion will finish third. That means Mountain Home would play at Marion next week in the opening round of the Class 6A state playoffs. Let's take a look at what else is going on tonight, going on in the 6A West. There was one final from last night. Again, Van Buren did defeat Salem Springs by the same score as Mountain Home beat Greenbrier tonight, 56-21. But it ended up being all for naught because with Mountain Home's victory, that knocked the Pointers out of the postseason. This is a bit of a surprise right now. Greenwood, who is ranked fifth in the state overall, number one in Class 6A, losing at Little Rock Christian 34-14 at halftime. Warriors currently ranked fifth in Class 6A. Also, Pulaski Academy is last score we had. They were up on Lake Hamilton 14-6. The Bruins ranked seventh in the state overall, third in Class 6A. The Wolves are fourth in Class 6A. Russellville idle for this last week of the regular season. They will be moving on to the postseason. The Cyclones will. On the local level, one final from last night. Salem defeated Quitman 36-33. The Greyhounds were actually tied with the Bulldogs for third place going into that game. And the Salem scored on the very last play to give them they ended up with sole possession of third place. And so not only that, the way the playoffs were set up in Class 3A, they will have home field advantage for their first round. Melbourne, who is ranked second in Class 3A by the Arkansas Sports Media, scheduled to play at Atkins tonight. Haven't seen a score on that game, and that game should be underway because that game was moved up to a 5:30 kickoff. But again, we haven't seen a score on that one as of yet. Harrison's game at home against Pea Ridge has been pushed back till tomorrow morning due to the threat of weather. They will take FS Garrison Stadium tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. Also, up in Missouri, district play continues with the semifinals. West Plains will play their opener in the they're playing their opener right now in the Class 4 District 6 playoffs against Monette. West Plains, the top seed in that district. And so so they're hoping to get back to state this year. Two area teams on the road for the semifinals of the Class 2 District 4 playoffs, Hollister at Seneca and Forsyth at Mount Vernon. Looking at the Arkansas Sports Media Top 10 games that I haven't yet mentioned, Cabot, who is number 2 overall in Class 7A, with a 21-0 lead on North Little Rock in the second quarter. A few files from last night. Bentonville, who is tied for third, defeated number in both overall rankings and in Class 7A, defeated 8th-ranked Bentonville West 24-10. Number 9 Fayetteville went to Springdale last night and beat Harbor 44-15. Number 10 Rogers, they're actually tied for 10th. They beat their crosstown rival Heritage 42-7 last night. Also tonight, number 10 Joe T. Robinson, who is tied for number 10 with Rogers, and they're number 5 overall and number 5 in class 5, number 1 in class 5A. I'm sorry, they're at at home against Pine Bluff. And right now the Senators are up on the Zebras 10-0 in the first quarter. The game between number one Bryant, who's number 1 overall and in Class 7A, and Conway, who is tied for 3rd overall and in Class 7A, that game got pushed back to tomorrow as well. And we've already gone through all the Class 7A and Class 6A top 5 games. In the Class 5A top 5 games that I haven't yet mentioned, number 2, Little Rock Parkview, is up on number 5, Camden Fairview, 14-0 in the first quarter. Third-ranked Shiloh Christian playing at home tonight against Alma, and have not seen an update on that one as of yet. Also, number four Mills is losing to Valonia in the second quarter, 14-8. That would be a big upset for the Eagles if they pulled that off. In the Class 4A top five, there was one score from last night. It was number 3 Warren over Hamburg, 42-7. Arkadelphia, playing at number 4 Malvern, and have yet to see a score update on that game. Also, number 2, Harding Academy at Cape City tonight, and have not seen an update on that game as of yet either. Number 5 Star City is idle this week. They're actually tied for 5th with Harmony Grove Haskell, who is at Bauxite, and haven't seen an update on that one as of yet either. In the Class 3A top 5 games that I haven't yet mentioned, there was one from last night. Number 1 Prescott was all over Horatio, 54-6. Number 3 Ryzen playing at home tonight against Drew Central. Have not seen an update on that one. Also, number 4 Charleston is their game at Laveca is delayed because of the weather. And number 5 Boonville playing at Cedarville tonight. Have not seen an update on that game as of yet either. In the Class 2A top 5, there were 3 finals from last night. Third-ranked Bigelow defeated Decatur 55-6. Number 4 Mount Ida lost to Dirks 38-22. And number 5 Mark Tree ended up falling to East Poinsett County 48-36. Tonight, number 1 Hazen is tied with number 2 Carlisle 8-all in the second quarter, so it looks like that game is going to be about as good as advertised. Looking at 8-man real quick, I was hoping to see an update on the game between Mountain View and Fountain Lake, because that is for the Classes 4A, 3A state championship. Mountain View not only playing in it, but hosting it over at Yellow Jackets Stadium, so good luck to the Yellow Jackets tonight. Hopefully they can get another win over Fountain Lake and take home the crown. Isser County, who is ranked 3rd in Classes 2A, 1A, they are idle for this last week of the regular season. They'll start their playoffs next week with a home field advantage. Cougars ended up running the gauntlet in the 2A, 1A North and won the conference championship. So that's a look at what else has been going on in the state and the area. Again, Mount Home wins by 35, so that's going to wrap up the Knox Orthopedics postgame show and the regular season. Again, we will be with you next week for the first round of the Class 6A state playoffs. Not sure yet if it's going to be Benton or Marion. At the moment, looks like it'll most likely be Marion. But we don't, again, we don't know that for with absolute certainty as of yet. So be sure you keep it tuned to Class Kids 101.7 and to KTLO for the latest news on all of that. I do want to invite you, as they're still doing senior night activities here at Bomber Stadium, that tomorrow is the Bomber tip-off over at the hangar. That will get underway at 11. And be sure you tune in to tomorrow morning right after our 7 a.m. newscast here on Class Kits 101.7, as we will be bringing you the Mountain Home Basketball Preview Show. So we hope you'll tune in for that. And also, Mountain Home will start their basketball season this Monday at home against Basel. We'd love to see crowd out there for that. But if you can't make it out, we will have the broadcast for you right here, so be sure you tune in. And also, one more thing I do want to mention, we should still have a Simmons Bank Friday Night Scoreboard Show tonight from 10 until midnight. Rex Nelson and Nate Olson will have all the scores from 10 to midnight from around the state of Arkansas. So Mountain Home wins it tonight, and that is going to wrap up the Knox Orthopedics postgame show. I want to thank my producers, Sammy Raycraft and Adam McClain, back at the studio. Also want to thank Tobias Pugsley, my broadcast partner, for these last few games. And I want to thank you for joining us on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Class Kits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp, reminding you our final score tonight from Bomber Stadium, the Mountain Home Bombers 56 and the Greenbrier Panthers 21. Good night, everyone.
It's 101.7.